Have you heard? There's a new game in town. In fact, it's so big, people are starting to make some really wild calls about it. I mean, check this out.
2SER 107.3 FM.
Okay, that's a sting. Here's a little bit of disclosure. We're in a brand new studio. So things like that are going to happen. It's a Everyone in the building's laughing. We can see it through the thing. Let's try that again. This is a huge game. Check this out.
It's so big, even Netflix says it's more worried about it than rival streaming services.
There we go. Was that worth the wait? Not sure. But this thing that's in town right now. This new game, it's called Apex Legends. As parents are concerned, apparently Netflix is concerned. It's trending on Pornhub. That's how big the new game is. It came out like 3 weeks ago. I've been playing it. Someone else who's been playing it who might help us make sense a little bit, Rad from Good Game Spawn Point. Hello.
Hello.
So look, all you know, Netflix things aside, why is this game so massive?
I think a big part of it is just when it released, the, you know, culture around Battle Royale games at the time that it came out, and also the fact that it's free and, you know, it's jumping on that free-to-play model, and people like that. People are like, I can jump in and have a go and have some fun with friends and just have a look at it. So it's had about 25 million players within the first week that it launched, which is obviously really huge, but at the same time it does pale in comparison to Fortnite, which has about 200 million players.
Oh my god, yeah, right. And the thing is, this Battle Royale word, like, so the way that those games work is very particular and seems to be like the hot thing at the moment. I mean, this seems like a pretty calculated move. Was there, like, obviously that's the trend at the moment, Battle Royale games. Have you seen this in the past where there's been a type of video game that everyone's like, let's just make this and we're an instant success kind
of
thing?
Well, I mean, in a way you could say that's what happened with Flappy Bird, right? Like, Flappy Bird came out, it was a really, you know, simple concept and people went nuts, and then the App Store was absolutely full of like 1,000 different Flappy Bird variations.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely think people do like to jump onto things that, you know, flavor of the month, but at the same time, Battle Royale has been around for a little while. It is a format that works, and I think we're going to continue to see them.
Yeah, well, there's another aspect that parents are deadly worried about.
The action comes thick and fast, making it easy to fall into the trap of just one more game.
Just constantly, five more minutes, dinner's on, and then I've actually gotten to the point where I've just shut it down.
So we know that each new game that comes out is involving these components, these gambling psychology type features.
Gambling psychology? Is that a legit claim, you reckon?
Well, there's definitely games that do use gambling psychology. So, for example, Hearthstone is one of them. And that's a card game made by Blizzard. It's, you know, just competitive card game. But the thing that they do with it is in what they call juicy design. So everything that you click does something. Everything's, you know, bright and colorful. But it's not necessarily about just addiction. It's about lighting up the pleasure senses in your brain. And that's what that does. So it's that difficult thing of like, yes, these games are really fun and that's why they can be addictive. But at the same time, that can be managed. It's something enjoyable. It's not something evil.
Yeah, and I guess the whole in-game purchases thing, again, no game is truly free. You can buy stuff in this one, right?
Well, I mean, the game is truly free in that when you buy stuff, it doesn't change how you play
exactly.
At all.
Exactly, yeah, so that's the thing. I get people like you and I, we've both been playing it, and I'd say, yeah, I'm not like, damn, I need to look like this character. Like, you're basically buying cosmetic stuff, but I guess it's hard to tell like an eight-year-old when all
that
their friends
it, yeah.
Look sick. Like, so I mean,
well, everyone wants to be hot, right? Like, if you can buy that, you're gonna do it.
Yeah, even in real life. Like, yeah, exactly.
But yeah, it doesn't affect gameplay. It's not gonna make you better at the game. It's not gonna give you any kind of advantage. It really is just how you look. And I think when parents understand that better, and this is the big message, it's like, get involved and understand it. Because when parents understand that better, they can go, no, I'm not gonna buy you that skin because you don't need it. I might buy it for you as a reward, but if you're coming and pestering me and saying, I need this, it's like, well, you simply don't.
Yeah, so I guess that might be the problem with the knee-jerk outrage, because it's been out for 3 weeks, I guess, so, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I will say, though, Apex Legends uses loot boxes, which means you buy it and then whatever's inside is what you get. Like, it's a lucky dip.
Yeah.
But you're still paying for the box. I don't like that. I think that's crummy. Whereas Fortnite uses, like, a battle pass system, which is you buy the battle pass, and as you progress, you'll unlock skins that you know what they are.
Do you guys, I don't know, like, you know, how much you can speak on it, but do you, when you're sort of reporting on games, you know, in your line of work, is there like any disclaimer you have to put in there of like, hey, look, this is a part of the game, but be careful because it is literally gambling kind of thing?
Yeah, we definitely, you know, address that when we review games, because part of what we do is not just talk about whether the game's good or not, but also act as a resource for parents so that they can get an insight into, you know, their kid's hobby. And that's really important, because if you don't know, you don't know what to do. And there's so many parents that are just like, oh, they need this, or yeah, I'll let them buy a couple things in this game, and they don't see how it might spiral. Yeah. And there's definitely games that do it better than others. There's some where it's like, you know, I play a game called Dota 2 that I completely love. It's free and you can buy skins in it. And I do that because I love the game and I have the money too.
Yeah.
But it's very different when it's a kid and it's not their money.
Yeah, far out. Well, hey, I've just started my Apex Legends journey. I know you have as well. As a pro, anything I should keep in mind? I mean, actually have been playing a lot better than I did when I tried Fortnite a few months ago.
I do think that Apex Legends is probably a bit easier for more mature gamers, because it doesn't have that super quick building element that I'm still terrible at.
Somehow kids just pick it up so quickly.
Oh, it's second nature to them, and I am far too slow and I always get destroyed. but with Apex Legends, I think it's just, it's more strategy, you know. It's a class-based shooter. It's about picking the right people for your team. It's about team communication, which is also really fun. You know, it's really social. And my number one tip is just hide. Like,
yeah.
Honestly, like, that's how you win Battle Royale games. You just hide until other people kill.
Hell yeah. I've been doing that a lot, I gotta say. It's
There's no shame in it. It's still winning.
It's been working as a good strategy. Hey, Radio, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks, mate.